Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 211 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltaka. Thanks for joining me again today on the show. We've got a lot of stuff to go through. Ms. Wilson will be with us for the duration of the entire episode because we're both kind of running around quite busy right now. And so we have to be efficient. So we're going to be covering the Reigning Guns contest, kind of a wrap up of that biggest contest in the history of the CCFR. And I can't thank everyone enough, both the people that donated guns and the people that participated in the contest. But we'll talk more about that when Wilson comes on. We ended up with this interesting sort of data dump from one of our superstar volunteers, Derek Gowland. And that of a bunch of things. And it's like kind of a data dump of a whole bunch of things that he did over a weekend or two. And one of the things that he dropped on us was we ended up getting a certificate of appreciation from a mayor in Ontario. So anyway, kind of interesting story there. As well, we're going to touch on the Saskatchewan legislation that we've been talking about recently. It's been passed and been implemented. So the residents of Saskatchewan that are gun owners that have these affected firearms will have an opportunity to insulate themselves against criminal liability when the amnesty ends eventually. So kind of an interesting story there. In addition, the president of the Saskatchewan Chiefs of Police Association thanked the Saskatchewan government for keeping the focus on criminals and away from the feds and their buyback slash confiscation program. Kind of interesting. Speaking of the confiscation program, we're going to be talking about some just the weird way in the government of which the government is implementing it. Strange, bizarre behavior on behalf of the government, including kind of a scam, but we're not sure it's a scam when it comes to the retail portion. Really weird. Now, we're also going to be talking about Field Officer of the Month for April 2026, which is a very special individual. Not that they all aren't, but this guy's got kind of a little reputation as well. And we're going to talk about that. And I just want to make mention before this part of the podcast is over, because I'm not going to address it in the actual podcast, but I did, I was fortunate enough to have Carrie Lynn Finley attend the studio a week ago and record an interview with me. Now, Carrie Lynn Finley is running to be the leader of the Conservative Party of British Columbia. And there's four other candidates. I did talk to the campaign team of one of them, but they never made the time to come into the studio, whereas Carrie Lynn did. And we had a really interesting talk about a number of different things. So if you haven't seen that interview, check our social media platforms, YouTube, Rumble, X, you know, all, Instagram, every one of them that we do, there should be a link there to the interview. It's been edited to kind of keep it concise, but it was a really interesting talk. So take the 11 minutes to watch that interview, especially if you're in British Columbia and you're looking to make a decision on who you're going to vote for in that leadership race. So anyway, really want to thank Carrie Lynn and her campaign folks for making that happen. It was really a great chat. Okay. I got all that out of the way. We are going to move on as soon as we talk about our sponsors. Thank you so much to our great friends over at Vortex Canada. They continue to support the CCFR podcast and the CCFR. Can't say enough about them. Check out all their great products at vortexcanada.net. That's vortexcanada.net. Vortex, the force of optics. In Canada, firearm owners understand the importance of safe, effective self-defense options. That's why we're proud to have Byrna as a sponsor. Byrna's less lethal launchers are designed to help protect you and your family without taking a life. Byrna offers peace of mind and a practical layer of personal security for Canadians who value safety. Learn more at byrna.ca/CCFR. That's byrna.ca/CCFR. A huge thank you goes out to our great friends over at the Saskatchewan Rivers chapter of Safari Club International. They do a lot of great work over there, including supporting the CCFR and the CCFR radio podcast. Check out all their great work at saskriversSCI.com. That's saskriversSCI.com. CTOMS has been a provider of trauma care training to military and police in Canada for nearly two decades. Now this emergency medical training is being made available to a wider audience through CTOMS online courses. Go to ctomsacademy.com and use promo code CCFR30 to get 30% off. That's ctomsacademy.com. All right, we're back, and via the internet, we've got Tracy Wilson of the CCFR. Wilson!
I don't know why that makes me laugh every time, but it does.
Well, here's another one. Wilson! Yeah, well, again, like I said, I think, two episodes ago, my neighbor here in the building, in the commercial building where the studio is on vacation, so I can do whatever I want here.
Yep, look at you, getting crazy. I like it.
It is getting a little crazy in here. Okay. All right. We got a lot of stuff to go through. So let's get started. First thing is kind of a wrap up of our wildly successful It's Raining Guns contest.
Yes. Speaking of crazy, this contest was completely out of control. And I know we said some thank yous before. And of course, we named all the sponsors, all the donors during the draw. But it's really important to give them another shout out. So I've got a list here and I'm going to run through it. We've got the Calgary Shooting Center, Ward and Bud Haynes Auction, Hunter's Headquarters, Canuck Guns, Select Shooting Supplies, General Gun, SFRC Ammo Source, Reliable Gun Vancouver, Jost Arms, Simply Berkey, Gagnon Sports, Stan's Plumbing Service, Profit River Firearms, CATF, Spectre Ballistics, and Magnuson Sons, YR Firearms, Loberg Ector LLP, and a very special thank you to our good friends at Sterling Arms. We couldn't have done this without JR's help. And also a huge thank you to everyone for playing, because whether you won or not, you still won because you helped us do all the big things that we do here at the CCFR.
Very well said. Good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We raised a really impressive amount of money. That's really helping us. We have the Supreme Court case, as you guys know. We have a couple of other projects I'm hoping to talk about soon. Of course, we had the Gunny Girls documentary, and which is coming up at our AGM. We'll talk about that in a bit. We do still have quite a bit of stuff going on. And of course, we produce a nationally broadcast television show and podcast every 2 weeks to keep people informed. But all that, we can't do it without support. So thanks so much, everyone, for taking part in that contest. It was the biggest contest we had ever done in the history of the CCFR. And it was all because you guys are supporting what we're doing. And I can't tell you how privileged we are to receive your support and your trust. Really appreciate it.
I got to just add to you real quick that, you know, once we pick the winners, it's like then the work begins, right? We got to contact 100 people to get their information, to do transfers and ship their prizes to them. And, you know, I was kind of like, oh boy, that's could be like herding cats. But I am here to report that, well, I guess people were especially motivated to respond to my emails, but I'm like 93% there. I think I've got about 7 or 8 stragglers that I'm trying to get a hold of, which I will do by phone call over the next couple of days. But rounding up this information to do all this, the transfers and the shipping, was actually really great. And it was fun to hear from the winners. Most people said, I've never won anything in my life. So that was exciting. Yeah, really good time.
Yeah, well, what was kind of cool about this contest is you had 100 chances to win.
Yeah,
not one big contest, right? So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, super fun. I want to do that again.
Yeah. All right. So, and we will, rest assured. So the next thing we want to cover is we had some really interesting stuff going on. And now this is going to be kind of complicated because there's a bunch of moving parts here. And at the end of the day, a lot of this was brought together in, I guess you could say, in our presentation of this story by one of the greatest CCFR field officers who have ever lived. Relatively new gentleman, Derek Galland. I think he won the Field Officer of the Month last month. And Derek has just been... he's just been killing it, man. He's been killing it. Yeah.
Yeah. He was instrumental in that big rally in Waterloo region. Like, he took the lead on that. He did so much work. This guy just never quits.
Yeah, he really is great. So I don't even know how we're going to get through this, but basically Derek had packaged a bunch of stuff up, sent it, emailed it to the CCFR. And here's some of the stuff that's going on. The CCFR received a, what exactly are we calling this? This is a certificate of appreciation from Brian Grant, who is the mayor of Waynefleet and a regional chair of the Niagara Region Municipality. A certificate of appreciation from the mayor of Waynefleet. So that is awesome. As well, Richard Dykstra of the Ontario Gun Shows and Creekside Gun Shop made a donation at the same time. Then Patrick and Dominique of the Niagara Regional Sportsmen's Gun Club are coming up with a substantial donation all at the same time. Derek sent all this stuff to us. So thank you to everyone there. And what a cool thing for us to get a certificate of appreciation from the mayor of a town in Canada.
Well, when you told me about this, that's what I said, that this is actually really meaningful to be recognized by yet another official from a different level of government who appreciates the work we do to try and reroute the focus of public safety and law enforcement back into combating crime and not on legal gun owners. So it's just kind of an interesting, you know, an interesting thing, because people who work in law enforcement and are in charge of public safety, for the most part, want to focus on reducing crime, violence, and gun smuggling, not reducing civilian gun ownership. So yeah, that's nice. That is a very nice certificate to receive.
Yes. Very, very interesting and widely appreciated.
Yeah. Very so cool.
Okay. Now, speaking of people who want the focus to be on public safety and not on political projects like seeking votes in Quebec by outlawing over 2 million individual firearms owned by probably 800,000 Canadians, running in the $5-6 billion mark and doing it all in deficit so that the next generation will have to pay that money back at interest, probably for 30 years. Am I overstating, or do you think that's accurate?
No, I think that's a pretty accurate depiction.
Okay. Yep. So the Saskatchewan Chiefs of Police president thanked the Saskatchewan government for focusing on criminal behavior away from the gun ban. Like, that's pretty wild, right?
Yeah. So this was during a press conference where you had officials from the government of Saskatchewan, the Saskatchewan Firearm Commissioner Office, that's our friends Blaine Beaven and Bob Freeberg, and a couple of different law enforcement agencies were there. But this guy was like the head of the Association for Saskatchewan Police Chiefs. And he, you know, he's doing his presentation and he stops and turns to the officials from the government of Saskatchewan and thanks them for this, because him and his officers, what they want to do is focus on combating crime, not chase around legal gun owners. He thanked them for these amendments to the Saskatchewan Firearms Act that makes it impossible for them to do confiscations there. So to me, that's an especially mind-blowing indictment of the Liberal government's gun grab from the people boots on the ground that have to deal with the consequences of these policies. So yeah, that was pretty meaningful. I really appreciated that.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. Now,
Okay.
The federal confiscation program has rolled out to its next phase. The government has sent out some notices that apparently have 5 days to respond to, and some other very interesting conditions. Why don't you tell us about that, Ms. Wilson?
Yeah, that's right. So you'll remember that during the declaration period, I think there was 62 or 67,000 firearms declared by 37,000 Canadians. So we've been working hard to try and get people to withdraw, but those who haven't have been since contacted by the program to schedule their appointments to go in and turn their firearms in for confiscation. But the email gives them exactly 5 days. Like, that's a ridiculously short window to schedule their appointments. So we've had people who have gone and tried to do that. We had a guy write in and he had 4 firearms that were affected by the ban and he had declared them and he had done the thing. I'm not going to beat him up for that. Everyone's got to make their own choice. But when he went to schedule the appointment, Well, four is just too many. They just simply can't handle that many at one time. So he has to do multiple appointments, which of course, you know, when you're looking at a 5-day window and these ridiculous, you know, unreasonable time periods to work within, I mean, what are they going to do with somebody who owns dozens of these guns? And there are lots of people, I know them personally, who own dozens of firearms that are affected by these bans. So four is just simply too many. Like, it's, I don't know, man. And another thing, why the hurry? Why are you giving them a 5-day short, tiny little window in which to make those appointments? Well, we know why. And that's because we've been accepted to the Supreme Court of Canada. So they're trying to hurry up and grab at least the guns they can get from those guys who declared in the meantime, before this thing just completely unravels. So yeah, just really interesting the way that they're treating people. And of course, all of it completely unreasonable. Imagine you are away on a 2-week vacation in Mexico and you get the email, you got 5 days to get this done. Like, it's just not reasonable.
Well, right? You lose out on everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You snooze, yeah. You lose. Like, what?
It's much easier to just withdraw. I'm just saying.
What a joke these people are. Yeah. Anyway, it gets kind of worse because there's some type of retail buyback / confiscation program scam going on, and we're not even sure it's a scam.
Well, this is the craziest thing. So on top of that, public safety has reopened the retailer portion. You'll remember the retailers were able to participate in guns that were banned in that first ban back in May of 2020, but they've done two more bans since. So of course they end up with more inventory that they can't sell. So they've been put on ice up until now, and they reopened that retailer portion so that retailers could go and try and get compensated for the rest of this inventory. So I got contacted on May 1st by a retailer out east, and he'd received this email that was supposedly from the Assault Style Firearm Compensation Program, and it was about a test payment of $2.01. And you got to confirm the email, confirm your banking information, you know, like he got a weird feeling about it. And he's like, I don't know, this just doesn't sound right. Like a test payment of $2. Like, what even is this about? So he calls the toll-free number for the Assault Style Firearm Compensation Program. And of course, that's outsourced to some call center. He calls and they tell him, nope, this is a scam email. We did not send that. Do not participate in it. It's a scam. So he sends all this to me. I tweet it out there and saying, hey, I think there's a problem. You know, don't forget there was that huge data breach of the Canadian Firearms Program some years ago. Nothing ever came of that. Maybe somebody out there has the information from retailers. Like, I don't know, but this is bad, right? Some people who might not know better could very easily participate in this, like, and engage with this fake scam email. And not only did I tweet about it, I tagged Public Safety Canada and the minister in my tweets. And I'll be honest, Public Safety Canada often answers things in tweets. Like, they often, it'll result in action. So they tweeted themselves. They tweeted about this saying, you will never receive an email from Public Safety Canada asking you to confirm receipt of a test payment as part of the ASFCP. Always be careful before providing your information over the phone, in person, or through a website. This is difficult when everything is operated by a call center and a online portal, right? So I said, okay, you know, that's that. We continue on. Well, doesn't he call me back a few days ago and says, well, it gets weirder. He just got a call from someone claiming to be from the Assault Style Firearm Compensation Program saying that they made a mistake. It's not a scam email. It's legitimate. And if he wants to get compensated, he has to do it. So he calls me and I'm like, well, are you sure that person was really from the program? He goes, well, I don't know. I don't know if the portal's real. I don't know if the caller's real. I don't know if when I call in, if the people have a clue what I'm talking about. So what is the truth? Nobody actually knows. This is a complete mess. And, you know, he's a fairly young guy, younger than me. He's in his 40s. So he's fairly internet and whatever savvy. But what about retailers who are maybe, you know, an older lad in his 80s who maybe doesn't know better, could reply with his companies' banking information. Like, this is so ripe for corruption and scams and all kinds of things. Nobody really knows what to do with it. So I can't even end this off with an end result because nobody seems to know. So that's a mess. So be very careful.
Well, it's really hard to differentiate because the whole program looks like a scam to me.
It does look like a scam. Well,
the whole thing's a scam. How do you differentiate one scam, where the one scam ends and the government scam begins, or vice versa?
Well, and the emails, the original email that about this, you know, supposed test payment, it looked pretty legitimate to me. I sent it to a bunch of friendly MPs and they were tweeting about it too. And, you know, the program says, yes, it's a scam. No, it's not a scam. It's true. It's not true. So I don't really know. But I actually feel bad for anybody trying to navigate this. Thankfully, I'm not participating. But for those who are trying to navigate around this mess, I don't even know what's real and what's not. So be incredibly careful because this is very sensitive information. So,
yeah, pretty wild.
Mess.
Anyway, what a mess.
What a mess.
Yeah. The federal Keystone Cops. All right.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. So now usually in the podcast, you and I kind of wind up what we had to talk about. Then I do an outro or whatever. Let's just go through and do this together anyway.
Okay.
So there's a couple of items. Number one, as I said in the intro to the podcast, make sure you check out the Carrie Lynn Findley interview that that we put up on all of our socials. You can see the highly experienced and savvy lady that is running to become the leader of the Conservative Party of British Columbia. I've talked to some of the other leadership candidates. I haven't had a chance to sit down for an interview with them. They haven't made themselves available, but Carrie Lynn did. So anyway, you can check that chat out on all our socials. As well, it's time to name Field Officer of the Month for April 2026. And drumroll, please don't hit the table because the mic will go crazy.
The mic will go nuts. Yeah, no, I won't.
Don't start
do that.
Slamming your fist on the table like you usually do at some point.
Okay, I'll try not to go totally insane.
All right.
So Field Officer of the Month. Yeah.
Field Officer of the Month for April 2026 is our great friend, Sean Branch, also known as, go ahead.
The Tenant.
The Tenant. So why do we call him the Tenant, Ms. Wilson?
Well, you will remember a while ago, the Minister of Public Safety told us the truth when he thought nobody was listening. And he divulged to his tenant that he didn't have any faith in this program actually curbing crime, but they were just doing it for votes in Quebec. Well, that guy he was talking to is Sean Branch. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest, Sean wasn't even a CCFR guy back then. But since then, he's been coming to rallies and events, and he's in like Flynn, and we're just having an awesome time. He's a great guy, a hard worker, and he's up for anything. So, yeah, I gave him a shout out on the at the rally in Waterloo Region and introduced him to Pierre. So he really liked that. That was fun. So,
Tenant.
Sean, the Tenant Branch.
You've heard of the accountant. This is the Tenant.
That's right.
All right. So, Sean, congratulations for being Field Officer of the Month. And in return, you get a year's free subscription of Canadian Access to Firearms, donated every month by our great friend Donovan Dewis over there at CATF. You also get a $100 promo code, right? Ms. Wilson loves her promo codes to the
sure
CCFR
do.
Online shop. So you can get some CCFR merch there. And of course, you get mentioned here on the CCFR Radio podcast, as well as on our nationally broadcast television show on Wild TV called CCFR Radio on the Air. So thanks so much, Sean, for all of your effort and all of your time. Really appreciate it. And for taking the hit for gun owners by doing the leaked audio for Gary's treachery behind closed doors.
I don't think he's bought a beer at a pub night since, and it should just stay that way. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Last thing we want to talk about real quick before we end is the last call. So last chance for AGM tickets. The AGM is going to be awesome. We're going to be premiering the Gunny Girls documentary there. We've got lots of guests. Why don't you do the rundown? Because you're used to doing it.
That's right. Okay. So ticket sales will close Monday night. We've got the business meeting. That's a members only thing. But after that, we've got the Ask Me Anything with you and I. That's always a good time. We're going to do a fireside chat with TikTok cop Randy Arsenault. I mean, he's much more than that, but I like calling him that. We've got Firearms Commissioner Blaine Bevens and former Firearm Commissioner Bob Freeburg coming. Northern Perspective will be there. Our friends Ryan and Tanya, they're going to come deliver a message of hope. And Sheila Gunn Reid is our keynote speaker. And a special little surprise, Dr. Terry Bryant, Alberta CFO, will be there as well. We'll have the laser range going. So if you want me to come and kick your butt, challenge me to a duel. Dirty Leather will be there making custom belts. You can have it customized, CCFR belts, really cool. We'll have the CCFR swag shop set up. We're going to enjoy an incredible prime rib dinner with all the treats and trimmings. Wine will be on the table, courtesy of our Alberta director. And everyone who comes will get a special keepsake only available at the AGM. And lastly, I'm going to have some door prizes so you can win stuff too. All around, an awesome night.
That's awesome. So if you're in the Mississauga area, which is a big area, but if you're there, make sure that you you take the weekend off, come and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time.
You can get your tickets at ccfragm.ca.
Excellent. All right. I think we covered everything. I appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Make sure you share the podcast. Other than that, we'll see you either next time or at the AGM. Thanks for the update, Ms. Wilson. And I guess we'll see everybody soon.
All right. We'll see you then.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.